Speaking of red pills, I'm going to bounce around a little bit here. It's Monday. We got a lot to catch up on. Gavin Wax has this at amgreatness.com yesterday. Why are red states going easy on Biden's vaccine mandate? Good question, Mr. Wax. He then fills out the... He answers his own question, fills in the gap. But then lays what's at stake on the table, which is nothing short of, if you're not going to use the 10th Amendment to tell Biden to go to hell in this instance, all of you in the chat room that are screaming for secession and to secede, I'd say that there need to be a lot of nullifying and interposing on the way to secession. If governors and legislatures and states don't act to protect, as Florida is the only state that has directly intervened. Now, the Attorney General of Louisiana and of Georgia and several other states are threatening to intervene, but they haven't done anything yet. This is something the legislature should do, but truth be known, the legislature doesn't need to do this. You can do this. You know, I get letters every single day from people, and you see them posted in the chat room, and I get sincere, very sad, sorrow-filled letters from people that write to me and go, TKD, what am I going to do? I have to keep this job. I have to have the health insurance. You see how they... how many of you have heard my... my explanation of why there's no such thing as a benefit. Any employer goes, we have great benefits. No, you don't. You have enabled people to become fatter and lazier. I don't even know how this stupidity begins that an average citizen or American citizen is incapable of finding their own medical insurance, major medical insurance policies. No employer that I know of offers auto insurance. No employer that I know of offers gap insurance. You know what gap insurance is? Mrs. O'Connell, you know what gap insurance is? Is that a yes? No, she's saying yes. Well, yeah, okay, gap insurance is... If your car gets totaled, if you get in an accident, your car gets totaled, and you owe more on it than what the insurance company is willing to pay, then the gap insurance makes up the difference, right? I don't know of any employer that offers gap insurance or auto insurance. I don't know of any employer that offers boat insurance or homeowner's insurance. So why do you think they chose Major Medical? Because it's in their interest. This whole thing has always been a ruse. I've been telling people this for 30 years, 29 years of broadcasting. 29 years. And about 25 of them, pretty much the same thing. Sit down, crunch the numbers. Now, you might have to go back pre-Obamacare because the Affordable Care Patient, Affordable Care ACPPA, Patient Protection Act did screw insurance markets up substantially. But pre-Obamacare, if you sat down and put pen to paper, you would find that all things being equal, if everyone was out shopping for their own major medical policies, then your employer wasn't giving you that benefit because they don't give you anything. Then you would just be paid the difference and the rates would be a lot less because it'd be competition for them. It wouldn't be taken out of a paycheck, which your portion is. In other words, you'd actually have to write the check every month. If you had to write that check every month, the rates wouldn't be where they are. And the insurances offered would not be offered. There's just simply now, this thing is so screwed up. With these now jab mandates here, I mean, just imagine this. Well, but TKD, I had to keep this job because my wife or my husband can't get insurance, and it's just that I got 20 years, and I need a religious exemption. Can you send me? Just please help. Okay, I'm exaggerating just a little bit. They do write me, lots of people. The last five or six that have written me, I've sent a link or two. Kine. And I just said, contact Father David Nix. You don't need me to give you the link. Padre Peregrino, just spell it out. Go to his blog, get his email. I think he's got a Gmail account. Ask Father Nix. He has said on Twitter that he will write, if your priest won't do it, he will give you a religious exemption. But he can't give it to you as your pastor, though. I think it's a lot more simple than that. And I know a lot of people are stressing out about this. Under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, you have the right. You can individually, if the state won't do it, then you do it. Nullify an unconstitutional, immoral, lethal act. As a human being, as a citizen of any sovereign country that belongs to the United Nations, your country, if you're in the UN, has ratified what's called the Geneva Conventions. Most of them have also ratified what's called the Helsinki Conventions. Contained in the Helsinki Conventions is the Nuremberg, or what they call the Nuremberg Code. You cannot be compelled under human rights, international human rights law, which does have the force of law here in the United States, you cannot be compelled to undergo a medical procedure, to accept a medical an injection or a pill or anything of the sort against your will. You have the right to say no. You don't need to explain this to anyone. When your employer goes, oh, I'm going to give me an exemption. Here's my exemption. I don't want it, and you can't make me. Now, if you want to be diplomatic about it and write out your exemption and I'm a conscientious objector, if you will, or your religious exemption, well, then you do that. But you don't need it. You have the right as a citizen of a sovereign entity that's a member under the Geneva Conventions to say no. It doesn't need to go any further. You have the right under the 9th and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution to say no. Your state has the responsibility now to tell the Biden regime, go to hell. No, not in this state. But the only state that I'm aware of that's done this is Florida. Its governor and its legislature and its attorney general have all said, no, you're not going to enforce that in this state. So Gavin Wax writing about this at the amgreatness.com. Why are red states going easy on Biden's vaccine mandate? It's a good question. You may have seen that map of nearly half the states in the union resisting Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. Oh, that reminds me. There was a poll. Where did we see that poll? Came out on Friday after I was off the air. About how many people are now in favor of secession and forming two separate unions. These are blue state libtards that are now telling pollsters, we want out. We don't want to be in league with you. Good, because we don't want to be in league with you. Gavin Wax. It almost feels like the GOP, finally realizing its true power, decided to man up. Nope. Don't be fooled. Their largely symbolic actions should only make all America firsters demand more. From the outset, we should be clear that any and all state and local pushback against the vaccine mandate is welcome. Even symbolic action can strengthen popular support and morale. The real point, however, is that without the rightful and duty-bound exercise of power on top of what's already in motion, the traditional American way of life will die and will never come back. Now, what is he talking about? The vaccine mandate is a historic test for our federalist system of government. It's not a test for the federal courts or a federal midterm election. Nope. This moment is about answering the question of whether or not the last amendment of the Bill of Rights to the Constitution means anything anymore. Now, if you remember from The Spirit of 76, my movie about the Constitution, and the follow-up, which you some of you may have a copy of, The Spirit of 76, the story continues. If you remember, what amendment did Patrick Henry and George Mason say was the most important one in all the Bill of Rights? The 10th. Thomas Jefferson said, without the 10th, there is no America. There is no Union. 10th Amendment. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Now, you see, or to the people part is where this should apply against the Biden mandate.